درخواست ہے، برادر حسن صاحب کی والدہ شدید علیل ہیں، اور من جملہ تمام مومنین و مومنات کے جو دنیا کے کسی بھی گوشے میں بیمار ہیں اور جن مومنین کی حوائج ہیں، حاجات شرعیہ ہیں، تمام مومنین، تمام مسلمین عالم کے سلسلے میں پانچ مرتبہ آیت کریمہ اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، امن یجیب المضطر اذا دعاہ ویکشف السوء، امن یجیب المضطر اذا دعاہ ویکشف السوء، امن یجیب المضطر اذا دعاہ ویکشف السوء، امن یجیب المضطر اذا دعاہ ويكشف السوء، أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا، ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء اب القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطه ارهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، قال بما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم، ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين. وقال أيضا إن جهنم لموعدهم أجمعين لها سبعة أبواب. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Tonight is the Shab-e Ashur, which is one of the most important nights for every mu'min, and it is mustahab in Islam that we should try our best not to sleep in this night, stay awake as much as we can, and to spend this night in munajat and dua and istighfar and tilawat and prayers. And specifically, if you do nothing else, at least we should recite the ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And none of us should sleep without reading the ziyarat of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And the day of Ashura, which is tomorrow, it is one of those adab and etiquettes of the day of Ashura that we do not work on that day, do not buy stuff and things for our house, or do not pile up the things. And if someone is forced to work on such a day, he should make sure that this money that we make on the day of Ashura is not spent on our own selves. Instead, we spend this money on Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Because the day of Ashura is the day which Banu Umayyah la'natullahi alayhim ajma'een used to commemorate, celebrate as an Eid day for killing the son of the Holy Prophet. And not just that, but they used to gather their food stuff and the needs of their life for the whole year. They used to buy the commodities for the whole year on the day of Ashura. So a mu'min is supposed to remember his responsibility towards the person who has the biggest haqq and right on our neck, which is Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. You need to remember Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And that was the subject of my speech tonight, because one of the ways, one of the very common ways which shaitan adopts to lead the humankind astray, to lead us towards inhiraf, towards the hellfire, is ghaflat from the zikr of Allah. Zikr in Arabic means yaad, remembering. Allah ki yaad mein hona. One of the very common ways of deception, which works for a lot of people. And over the centuries, Satan has adopted and used this means to deceive. And he has already succeeded to throw a lot of people into the hellfire who claim to be Muslims through the fact that they forgot Allah. They became ghafil and ignorant from Allah's remembrance. Allah ki yaad ko bhula diya. Quran has already announced very clearly that وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَصُوا اللَّهَ. Don't be one of those who forgot Allah. What happens if somebody forgets Allah? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. What Allah does, reciprocally, if you forget Allah, Allah makes you forget your own self. That's what you deserve. You ask for it. No one else to blame other than our own selves, because we ask for it. Allah is just. He never does any injustice and dhulm in our favors. And he has sent all those prophets, 124,000, and imams, and the deputies, awsiya of the prophets, and the books, and the sharia, and the scholars, who are the waratha, al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya, how the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. So despite all those abundant warnings and means and signs and alamat and ayat and signs of God available around me which are uncountable, but I still forget Allah and become kafil from zikr and yad and remembrance of Allah. So there is no one else to be blamed except ourselves. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ. Don't be one of those who forgot Allah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah made them forget themselves. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. They are the ones who are fasiq and transgressors. So we don't want to be among those who are transgressors. So that's the reason why we find Ayatullah al-Uzma Shaykh Baha'uddin al-Amili, very commonly known as Shaykh Baha'i rahmatullah alayh. Not the one who was in any form related to the religion Baha'ism, which is a puppet religion created by the, you know, by the colonialist British regime. But we are talking about one of the greatest mujtahids of all times, and one of the all-time greatest personalities of the glorious, illuminous Shia history of Islam. Ayatullah al-Uzma, Shaykh Baha'uddin al-Amili, who belongs to Jabal Amil, which is a region located in South Lebanon. So he was a Lebanese marji and mujtahid of ours. But he used to reside in the city of Isfahan in Iran, because the Hawza, the centerpiece of Islamic religious education in those days, was Isfahan. He was the Za'im and head of the Hawza of Isfahan, written remarkable books. So Shaykh Baha'i has given this example of the life in this dunya. Look at how a person becomes ghafil. Look at the example that Shaykh Baha'i has given to make us realize the behavior of ghaflat that some people have. So he said, just visualize for a moment that, you know, dunya is like this. Just like a well, a person is hanging in this well, in this ditch, with a rope. And at the bottom of the well, there is a big snake, a python, opened its mouth, ready to gulp the person. The person is about to fall down because of the fact that they are, let's suppose they are two mice, black and white colored, who are eating up the rope from the top where it is tied. So they are eating the rope. This black mouse and white mouse are eating up the rope from the top. So it's just a matter of time. As soon as they eat up the whole rope, this guy who is hanging from this rope is going to fall down, and the snake is already there, opened its mouth to gulp the person. But the guy is hanging because he finds some of the asal, some of the honey, shahad, some of the honey lying down, lying on the top of the well, on the ground, and there are lots of bees hanging around, you know, and flies around that honey. And this guy is trying to poke his finger into that honey to get a share of that honey. This is the whole scenario of the life of dunya in the perspective of Ayatullah al-Uzma, Shaykh Baha'uddin al-Amili, rahmatullahi alayhi. What a beautiful example. And then he describes his own example, that the person is the humankind, the human being, who is hanging from this rope, you know, and basically those mice, black and white, who are eating up the rope from the top, they are the day and the night. Every day and every night is passing by, you know, and these mice are eating up the rope. So it's just a matter of time. And this honey, which is out lying out there on the top of the well, where this guy is poking his finger and trying to get the share of that honey, and there are lots of flies around it, that honey is basically the belongings, material belongings of this dunya, which people are running after those belongings. And there are lots of flies already gathered around it. And the snake, the python at the bottom is the death. That's the reason why our Orafa actually classify the entire humankind into two categories, period. Zakir and Ghair Zakir, non-Zakir. That's it. All the human beings are classified in two. Either you are a Zakir, in the literal meaning of the Arabic word, which means you are a person who remember Allah at all times. Or you are a non-Zakir, that means you are a person belonging to the category of those who do not remember Allah. You have forgotten.
That's the reason you have yet to understand why you are created. If you are just busy in, you know, in eating food and running after dunya and reproduction, that's it. That's exactly what the beasts and animals around us in this world are busy in doing, because the animals simply cannot, they are unable by nature, by creation, to think beyond that, because they don't have the aql and intellect which distinguishes us from the rest of the creatures. So humans are either zakir or non-zakir. So anyone who is zakir, anyone who is in the yard of Allah, is successful.
And anyone who is a non-zakir is already, it's his destiny is clear in the eyes of Quran, he's a fasiq person.
أُولَٰئِكَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. So he's a fasiq person.
So now when we have this kind of behavior, and the days and nights are passing by, the angels are counting the breaths. You know, they are counting the breaths of every single person. Every breath is taking us nafasul mar'i khutahu ila ajalihi. Every breath of a person is a step forward towards his time of death. And the angels are looking who is zakir and who is non-zakir, who is in the zikr and remembrance and yad of Allah, and who is not in the zikr and remembrance and yad of Allah, and counting the breaths of every single person. As soon as the time ends, that's it. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Not even a moment of delay is possible to happen as soon as the أَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى, the written time of death, arrives.
So all of us are actually waiting for nothing but the written time of death, which is already written in the qada and qadr of Allah. So isn't it wise for a person to realize ahead of time before it's too late, because nobody can come back from the death? And actually the kuffar are going to say on the day of judgment, the losers are going to say on the day of judgment, رَبِّرْجِعُونِي لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا.
Oh my Lord, return me back, return me back, return me back, return me back. I said it several times, although the verse of Holy Quran doesn't say it several times. The verse said, irji'uni, return me back, once. But my teacher again, you know, Ayatullah Jawadi Hafizahullah, was saying in his tafsir that, you know, in Arabic, this guy is talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is one. Why is the verse of Holy Quran using the plural tense? Oh my Lord, return me back, and addressing Allah with the plural tense. In Arabic, you never use the plural tense for your audience. If the audience is one, there's only singular tense. But the ayat doesn't have the singular tense. It says Rabbirji'uni instead of saying Rabbirji'ni. And the ayat used the plural tense. My teacher said, there's no room in Arabic to use the plural for a singular muhatab and audience, who is Allah. The guy is requesting and insisting on Allah to send me back to the world. So my teacher said, the reason why the plural tense is used is because those people will be insisting on Allah several times on the day of judgment, in order to represent the several times of repetition, repetitive
insisting in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verse has used the plural tense.
Otherwise, plural tense are never used for the single muhatab and audience.
So this kind of situation when people will be insisting on Allah, send me back, send me back, send me back, send me back.
Nobody is going to get back.
So that's why we have to remember. That's why we should never forget. We should keep on remembering.
And this remembrance, that's why our Urafa say that the hayat of your mind, your intellect, the life of your brain and your intellect is with zikr and fikr.
Zikr and fikr are the lifeline of your intellect and Islamic definition of the aql
and sanity. So, we have an Islamic definition of sanity, unlike the definition of what the other people have, you know. So, one of the Christians came in the time of Rasulullah wearing lots of ornaments and jewels and gold. Some of the very newly converted Muslims around the Holy Prophet among the Ashab and companions, they said, Ma aqala hadha rajul kaisa intellectual insaan hai kaisa aqil aadmi hai. Kuch log bolte hain jinki in Farsi they say aqlashun tu chishmashun hai. Kuch log bolte hain jinki aqal unki aankhon mein hoti hai. Ahmaq hote hain. Itne zahir bin hai ke bas zahir ko dekh ke qazawat karke aur phisal jate hain, fauran qabool kar lete hain, fauran mutasir ho jate hain. When the Holy Prophet heard that silly remark from the person who said, Ma aqala hadha rajul, kaisa aqil, kaisa intellectual insaan hai. This Christian guy who was wearing jewels and ornaments and gold. Prophet said, Ma innal aqil man wahada Allah. That means stay quiet. An aqil is the person who believes in the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What kind of intellect is this? I mean, we have been created by Allah. You fail to understand who is your creator? What kind of intellect is this? So we don't care what the people say. We have our own definition and we are proud of our definitions. Because our definitions are based on haqa'iq. The sharia is the zahir. And every zahir is a batin. And the batin of shari'at is tariqat. And the shari'at is bound to take us to the tariqat if we follow the sharia perfectly. And then the shari'at and tariqat both are bound to take us to the haqiqat
and reality,
which we are missing. And not everybody can see that reality.
Not everybody is even empowered to have access to the haqiqat.
Lots of people don't know what's haqiqat and reality. 70 saal ki umar ho gayi abhi tak haqiqat ka kuch pata hi nahi hai, khabar hi nahi hai haqiqat kya hai haqiqat, kuch nahi pata.
Kumail ibn Ziyad, the same great companion of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who narrated such a beautiful dua Kumail,
which when, you know, when somebody asked Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah alayhi, which is the best dua that you like?
Because dua is, because an arif mujtahid, an arif person who was ustaz al-urafa, he's the best person to reply. You know, so he said the best of the dua, all the duas are great, the best of the duas which I like from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is Munajat-e-Shabaniya and Dua-e-Kumail.
And the reason he said why I like Dua-e-Kumail is because Imam Ali al-Islam never mentioned the Jannat and Paradise, not even once in the entire Dua. There is no zikr of Paradise and Jannat in the whole Dua-e-Kumail. That's the reason I love this Dua. Look at the perspective of the Arif Mujtahid. Because all he's talking about in the whole dua is full of the love of Allah. Ahle Marifat isko mohabbat ki dastan samajh rahe hain, mohabbat ki guftugu samajh rahe hain. Ek mohib aur mehboob ke darmiyan guftugu ho rahi hai. Yahan jannat ki lalach kahin bhi beech mein nahi hai. Jannat ka to zikr tak nahi hai. Jannat kahan se beech mein aa gayi, to mohabbat bhi guftugu ho rahi hai.
So what I was saying is that dua is like this. So now, the same Kumail ibn Ziyad, who narrated the Dua-e-Kumail, which is one of the greatest of all the Duas,
when he asked Imam Ali al-Islam once in the loneliness, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Mal Haqiqa? What is Haqiqa than reality? There was nobody other than Khumair.
Where Imam Ali could have said, because there is no non-mahram person available, non-mahram of the asrar and secrets, because they never used to talk about the secrets to just anybody. Imam Ali al-Islam replied to Khumair, Malaka wal Haqiqa. What have you to do with the haqiqat? Tumhara haqiqat se kya taluq? Another one.
Ye Khumair se baat ho rahi hai ki tumhara haqiqat se kya taluq? Ye tum to us darje ko ke insaan hi nahi ho ki tumhe tumhara koi haqiqat se taluq bane.
Tumhe to jab So in order to have access towards the batin, haqiqat and reality is way, you know, it's a far-fetched goal for a lot of people. Right now we should be better focusing on the Sharia
first. It's a step number one. And practicing the Sharia is bound to take us towards the tariqat, which is the batin of this Sharia.
So lots of people are stuck in the level number one and couldn't reach those high levels yet in their life. At least the minimum step of this movement and sair and suluk, and this movement towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the step number one is nothing but abstaining from the sins for 40 days. Nothing but that is the step number one. مَنْ أَخْلَصَ لِلَّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ صَبَاحًا جَرَتْ يَنَابِعُ الْحِكْمَ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ عَلَى لِسَانِهِ. What the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that whosoever exercises ikhlas and sincerity for 40 mornings, the fountains of wisdom outburst from his soul and flow over his tongue. There has to be 40 mornings as a minimum. For 40 days we have to have ikhlas and sincerity, not to do anything that displeases Allah, not to perform a sin for 40 days. So what I was saying is that the key for the human success to avoid this situation where we may end up, God forbid, end up becoming a fasid person, heading towards the hellfire because of nisyan and ghaflat, and getting, you know, because of our ignorance towards the remembrance and zikr and yad of Allah, the key is to always have zikr. Zikr is not something which is, you know, zikr-e-lisani only, that I can grab a bead, tasbihat mein tham lu, I can grab a bead in my hand and I just keep on repeating orally, Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. This kind of zikr is considered by our urfa to be the least, sabse nichla tareen darja hai zikr o yaad e ilahi ka. This is the least level of Allah's remembrance. जिसको हमारे यहाँ बाज़ लोग समझते हैं कि हम तो बहुत अल्लाह की तस्बीह करते हैं, भाई हम तो जिक्र में मसरूफ है, मुसलसल ज़बान हमारी जिक्र करे जा रही है,
हमसे बड़ा और कौन अल्लाह की याद में होगा, जिसको हमारे यहाँ बाज़ लोग सबसे बड़ा दर्जा अपने ज़ाम नाक़िस में समझते हैं. In their own opinions, deep down back in their mind, they think that some people think that this is, they are doing a great deed, you know, it's a big job to basically just keep on orally and verbally repeating some of those adhkar and phrases of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that this is the least. What is the actual zikr which the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt is trying to make us understand? The actual zikr is zikr-e-amali. Zikr-e-amali. Ayatullah al-Uthma Bahjat, Hafizahullah, one of our great urafa who is alive, he says that the best zikr that a person, a mu'min, should have is the zikr-e-amali.
That's actually the real zikr. That's the zikr which is intended. That's the zikr. That's the remembrance. Yani insan amalan Allah ki yaad mein ho. Hamare amal ye gawahi dein ke hum Allah ko yaad rakhe hue hain. Kunu du'atan ilan nas bighair al-sinatikum. You remember what Imam Askari alayhi salam said? That be the du'at Allah ki taraf daawat dene wale bano. Logon ko daawat dene wale bano bighair al-sinatikum. Apne zabanon ke ilawa. Yani zabanon ke zariye se nahi. Zabanon ke ilawa. Be among those who call the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without your tongues. That means there's no need for you to use your tongue necessarily to call the people towards Allah. We have to have the zikr amali, practical remembrance. Practical remembrance that my hand is also zakir. It's remembering Allah. Mera haath bhi Allah ki yaad mein hai. Because I do not perform any action through my hand which Allah made haram. My eyes are also zakir. Meri aankhein bhi Allah ki yaad mein hai. Kyunki in aankhon se koi aisa kaam nahi kar raha ke jo Allah ne haram karar diya hai. I don't commit a sin that Allah made haram through my eyes. So my eyes are also zakir. My ears are also zakir. I don't listen to those of the voices which Allah made haram. बात तो कहते नहीं मौलाना हम तो गीबत नहीं कर रहे थे वो तो फला साहब कर रहे थे मगर बस क्या करें मजबूरी होती है बाज दफा ऐसी महफिलों में दावतों में बैठना पड़ ही जाता है क्यों कि हथकड़ियां लगा दी गई थी बेड़ियां डाल दी गई थी आपके पांव में अगर आप में इतनी जुरत नहीं है कि आप गीबत करने वाले को रोक सके तो आपके पांव में कोई बेड़ियां तो पड़ी नहीं आप उठ के तो जा ही सकते हैं अगर आप उठ के भी नहीं जाने के जाना चाहते हैं इसका मतलब है कि आप भी बराबर के शरीक हैं क्योंकि मौलाए कायनात ने क्या फरमाया था अस्सामउ बिल गीबत अहदुल मुख्ताबैन द पर्सन हु लिसंस टू द गीबत इज वन ऑफ द टू हु डिड इट इमाम अली डिडंट से वन पर्सन डिड इट ही सेड ही इज वन ऑफ द टू हु डिड इट Sadaqa Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He said the truth. So whenever you are part of a gathering and that in that gathering a sin is committed and you don't take a step, you just ignore it. Why? Because we don't remember Allah. Allah ke zikr uski yaad se ghafil ho gaye. Isiliye to ignore kar rahe hain na? Kyunki zati taluqat hame zyada aziz hain Imam-e-Zamana ke saath taluqat barqarar bahal rakhne se. Yahi baat hai na? اہلِ بیت کے ساتھ تعلقات ہمارے بگڑتے ہیں کوئی مسئلہ نہیں ہے وہ تو ادھار ہے دشمنان اہلِ بیت کی سوچ تھی وہ تو ادھار ہے یہی کہا تھا نا عمر ابن سعد نے بھی کہ وہ تو ادھار ہے وہاں کی جنت تو ادھار ہے تو آپ یہ دیکھیں کہ یہ انسان کی ذکر عملی ہے یہ انسان کا ذکر عملی Let your actions speak louder that you are having ذکر عملی Every part of your body is a zakir That's why our Urufa say that this, the uniqueness in firadiyat, the uniqueness of the ibadat of zikr and remembrance of Allah is that when you are a zakir, that means you are in the remembrance and yad of Allah, every part of your body has a share in this ibadat. Not every ibadat is like this. Not every ibadat of Allah is like this, that every part of your body has a share. Whereas zikr is unique because it has every part of a body it has a share in it and second of all our scholars our ulama say that every zakir is mazkur twice please pay attention every zakir is mazkur twice this is also we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that why every zakir is mazkur mazkur means remembered everyone who remembers Allah He's remembered by Allah twice. Jo shakhs bhi Allah ki yaad mein hota hai, wo Allah ki taraf se Allah usko do martaba yaad karta hai. Har Allah ki yaad mein hone wale insaan ko Allah Taala do martaba yaad rakhta hai. Anyone who is in the remembrance of Allah is remembered by Allah twice. How? So every zakir is mazkur. Twice. Why? Because first of all, he's mazkur. Before he performs the zikr, he's mazkur, he's remembered by Allah. because Allah remembered him, so Allah gave him the tawfiq and opportunity to do the remembrance. And because he received the tawfiq from Allah, because of Allah's tawfiq and opportunity, he did the zikr and remembrance, so he did it now. Now that he did it, Allah always reciprocates our good deeds with the good behavior. Al jaza'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan. Neki ka sila neki se hi deta hai khuda. So jab aap Allah ko yaad rakhenge to uski jaza ke taur pe dusri martaba pe Allah ko dobara yaad rakhega to aap dobara mazkoor e ilahi qarar payenge. Ulaza farmaya aapne ye zikr ka kamaal hai. Ye wo ibadat hai ki jo mahfoof bil zikrain. محفوف بالذکرین یہ لپٹی ہوئی ہے دو یادوں میں یاد الہی اللہ کا ذکر remembrance of Allah is such a worship of God which is wrapped up with two remembrances from Allah you remember Allah once and you would be wrapped up in two divine remembrances when we have to get above and beyond this material attachments of this dunya one of the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam Ala bin Ziyad had a huge house in Kufa when Imam Ali Islam was returning back from the battle of Jamal so he came and he said to Ala bin Ziyad what are you going to do with such a big house such a wasi such a big house you know and you are ahwaj you stand in need of a bigger house in the day of judgment you are more needy towards a bigger house in akhirat as compared to your need to a bigger house in this dunya how many of us get above this level that yahan to bada ghar bana lena koi kamal ki baat nahi hai koi humne kamal nahi kiya ki humne jo hai bahut bada ghar tamir kar liya ye koi kamal nahi hai کسی بھی چیز کا کمال نہیں ہو کسی بھی چیز کی علامت نہیں ہے کہ ہم نے بہت بڑا گھر بنا لیا لہذا ہم تو بڑے اچھے مومن ہیں کمال کی بات یہ کہ ہمارا وہاں گھر بڑا ہو
This is not a sign of your spiritual eternal success in the dictionary of Ahlul Bayt if you manage to construct a big house in this world Well, if you constructed a house within the four folds of your haythiyatul urfiyah social status and a house which you stand in need it's up to your zaruratun shar'iyyah your shar'i necessities it's okay it's not haram to make but what I'm saying is that it's not the sign to have a bigger and better house in this world is not the sign of success and sa'adat of a person what is the sign of success is to have a bigger house constructed right now inside the paradise And look at what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said at the time of the
at the time when Abdullah ibn Abi Ya'fur rahmatullahi alayh one of the all time greatest companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam Abdullah ibn Abi Ya'fur is not an ordinary personality I intentionally mention some of those great ashab in my speeches because those personalities have a lot of share a lot of haq and right on our neck in transferring the amanat the hadith the teachings of Ahlul Bayt to the later generations Abdullah ibn Abi Ya'fur is one of the greatest companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and when he passed away Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah has given Abdullah ibn Abi Ya'fur a house in the paradise one side of the wall of that house is connected to the house of Rasulullah the other side of the wall of his house is connected to the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen the other side of the wall of his house is connected to the house of Imam Hassan and the other side of the wall of his house is connected to the house of Imam Hussein alayhi salam now you understand who is Abdullah ibn Abi Ya'fur this is a big deed because these people remember that and they say Abdullah ibn Abi Ya'fur is the person who said what to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam he came once to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and said ya ibn rasulillah law wallahi law falaqta rumanatan binisfain fa qulta hadha halalun wa hadha haramun la qultu anna alladhi qulta halalun halal wa qultu anna alladhi qulta haramun haram ay farzand e rasul اگر آپ میرے نگاہوں کے سامنے ایک انار کو ایک ہی انار کو دو حصوں میں کاٹیں और उसके बाद मुझसे ये फरमाए कि इसी एक ही अनार का आधा हिस्सा जो है वो तुम्हारे लिए खाना हलाल है और दूसरा बकिया आधा हिस्सा खाना तुम्हारे लिए हराम है, तो मैं यही गवाही दूंगा खुदा की कसम जो आपने जिस हिस्से को हलाल कहा है वो हलाल है और जिस हिस्से को आपने हराम कहा है वो हराम है। If you cut up one pomegranate into two and then you say to me that the half of it is halal and the other one is haram, I would bear witness in the same way that the half you said halal is halal and the other half you said is haram is haram. Lots of us who claim to be intellectuals, maybe generally speaking, lots of us in the Islamic Ummah who claim to be intellectuals may have a very difficult time saying that statement to Imam. So that's the reason Islam is not defined as being born to Muslim parents or such and such, you know, it's not Ashari parents. No, Islam is Taslim. Al-Islam huwa Taslim. How much essence of submission you have towards Haq, towards the command of Allah, command of the Prophet, command of Ahlul Bayt. How much you have the essence of submission. They know best. They are Ahlul Haqa'iq. They know the realities, and after knowing and witnessing and seeing the realities, they are informing us. We may never see those realities, but we need to submit. This is the peak of intellectualism, to submit. So, lots of kuffar have more essence of submission than some of those Muslims, you know. I salute those American people who have been protesting on the Lincoln Memorial against the warmongering policies of George W. Bush and Tony Blair. They are more of the humans. They are the people of conscience. They are the people of reason. They have their souls alive. Because Islam is proud to be the religion which condemns any and every kind of atrocities towards the innocent people. There's no room for any justification to kill any civilian or innocent person in the name of collateral damage. So lots of Americans need to be saluted. Lots of those British people who were protesting in the city of London, the largest ever protest in the history of the city of London, they need to be saluted for their conscience. So Islam is a religion of submission. Because we need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we remember, Allah remembers us twice. But we need to be above these attachments of this dunya. Now, I give you one example of the house of Ala ibn Ziyad. Now let's move to the example of the money. Imam Ali alayhi salam commanded one of the persons to give, you know, a thousand to a poor person, a needy person. Now this guy who was bringing the money from the Baytul Mal, the national exchequer, bringing the money out to distribute, this guy said to Amir Mumin alayhi salam that you ordered to give him 1,000, but you did not mention to us whether we should give him 1,000 dirhams or 1,000 dinars. I already told you in one of my previous speeches that the dinars used to be gold coins and dirhams used to be silver, and 10 silver coins, that's the exchange rate. 10 silver coins were equal to 1 dinar. 10 dirhams equal to 1 dinar. So the guy who was bringing the money to distribute to the poor person who was asking for money, and Imam Ali said, give him 1,000, you know. So the guy said to Imam Ali, you said give him 1,000, but you did not say, which one shall we give, dinars or shall we give dirhams? Imam Ali alayhi salam replied, kilahuma indi hajarane fa a'ti al-a'rabiyya anfa'ahuma lahu. Both of them are like stones, they are stones to me. Give to that person whatever is more beneficial for him. Dono ke dono meri nagah mein patthar hai. Mare chale ja rahe hain log na isi sone chandi ke piche. Daud lagi hui hai na. मालिक कायनात क्या फरमा रहे हैं, दोनों मेरी निगाह में पत्थर हैं, जो उसके हक में ज्यादा बेहतर हो वो दे दो. दिस इज हाउ यू गेन द जिक्र अमली.
Every action and every part of your body is remembering Allah 24/7, 365. When did he forget that he needs to start remembering? He was always remembering Allah. He never forgot. For a moment in his life, he never even thought. The Prophet in Ahlul Bayt never even thought about anyone or anything other than Allah. Ghairullah ka tasavvur tak sari zindagi ek lehze ke liye bhi nahi kiya. Tasavvur tak nahi kiya ghairullah ka sari zindagi. Samajh tak nahi sakte hum unki azmat ko. We are unable to even think about the greatness of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
That's the high level of remembrance of Allah.
That's the reason why you find, you know, that's maybe one of the reasons why you find man zakarakum faqad zakarallah azza wa jal. Whosoever remembers you has actually remembered Allah. Jisne aapko yaad rakha, jisne aapki yaad ki, usne asal mein Allah ki yaad ki. Jisne aapka zikr kiya, usne Allah ka zikr kiya. Yani ainiyat hai. Unke zikr aur Allah ke zikr mein ainiyat paayi jaati hai. Zikr Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam aine zikr khuda hai. Remembrance of Imam Ali alayhi salam is nothing but the remembrance of Allah. Zayyinu majalisakum bi dhikr Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Apni majlison ko decorate your majalis with the remembrance of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Salawat padhiye Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
House and money. Now let's go to the dress. Imam Ali alayhi salam was wearing a shirt with several patches. And once the shirt was further ripped, so he had to take it to a tailor to stitch that shirt. And when he went to the tailor, the tailor said to him, "Ala tambidhuha ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? Why don't you just throw it away? You know, the shirt of Imam Ali al-Islam is the ruler. Let's not forget, he is the ruler in the final days of his, you know, in 35th Hijrah, he became the Khalifa and ruler, so he had the government. So he's the ruler of the entire Islamic government. And despite being the ruler, he's wearing a shirt with several patches. You know, lots of people, Shaykh Budahri rahmatullah alayh has written in his book, maybe there will be
some of the Shias, if they see Imam Ali alayhi salam, they would deny. This is not the kind of Ali we used to believe in.
हो सकता है कि कई ऐसे शहीद मुताहिर ने लिखा है कि हो सकता है कि ऐसे शिया भी हमारे यहाँ पाए जाते हो जो अगर देख ले इमाम अली को तो इनकार कर बैठे. नहीं, नहीं, ऐसे तो इमाम अली के बारे में हमने सोचा ही माना ही था उनको. The kind of opinion we have constructed in our minds was a different Ali. If you embrace the realities, Imam Baqir Sadr rahmatullah alayh has written in his book that we must put ourselves in the place of Harun al-Rashid or Mamun al-Rashid and then judge ourselves. Are we the Shias of Imam Qadim alayhi salam? Are we the Shias of Imam Mudarra alayhi salam? How would we have been behaving if we were there in the place of Harun al-Rashid and Mamun al-Rashid, who also claimed to be Shia? Isn't that right? That's part of the history. Harun Rashid, La'natullah alayh, Mamun Rashid, La'natullah alayh, they claim to be the Shias. And they killed the Imams. But they claim to be Shias in front of the community.
Mamun Rashid to apne darbar mein aisi bazm ka inqiyad kiya karta tha ke mukhtalif firqe wale ulama ko daawat karke munazara munaqid kiya karta tha aur daleel se sabit kiya karta tha aur hara diya karta tha un firqe wale ulama ko aur ye sabit kar deta tha ke maulai kainat ko khilafat ka haq hasil tha. Ye zahiri tareef hai na hamari ek aam sada qisam ki tareef hai na Shia ki ke jo Ali ki khilafat ko Ali ki fazilat ko मानता हूँ, तस्लीम करता हूँ. Isn't that right? तो जाहिरी, बजाहिर, जाहिरी तारीफ के दबाव से तो वो भी पूरा उतर रहा है. लानतुल्लाह अलैह, सही लिखा है ना इमाम बाकर सदर ने,
रहमतुल्लाह अलैह, such a great personality of our history. Imam Baqir Sadr, who is unfound, you don't find examples of Imam Baqir Sadr that easy in the history. the most unique,
one of the most unique persons of the entire history, who has written books which are masterpieces of history. Masterpieces of history. Nabighatul Dahr, an ultra genius person of the Shia glorious history.
First ever mujtahid who wrote a book on Islamic economics.
There was no book on the subject in the entire Islamic history among the Shias or the Sunnis. He is the first person ever to write such a remarkable and concrete book on the subject, which is right now considered to be the mother book of Islamic economics.
He used to say, "Dubu fil Imam al-Khomeini, kama dhabahu wa fil Islam." अपने आप को घोल लो इमाम खुमैनी की शख्सियत में, जस्ट कर दो जैसे कि वो इस्लाम के अंदर उन्होंने अपने आप को घोल दिया है.
Dissolve yourself in the personality of Imam Khomeini the way he dissolved himself into Islam.
So what I was saying to you, he has written, Imam Bakr Sadr rahmatullah alayhi has written his book that it's compulsory for every Shia to put himself in the place of Mamun al-Rashid and Harun al-Rashid and see what we would have done. Those guys were also claiming to be Shias and look what they did when it comes to giving power.
हमारे पास तो छोटे-छोटे इख्तियारात आ जाते हैं तो हम कैसी-कैसी अकड़ दिखाते हैं. कैसी-कैसी अकड़ दिखाते हैं. छोटी-छोटी तंजीमों का, organizations का, सेंटरों का इख्तियार आ जाता है तो हम
क्या-क्या करते हैं मराजे की इज्जत आबरू के सिलसिले में,
सालेह उलमा के सिलसिले में क्या क्या नहीं होता. अहमा तो बहुत बड़ी बात है,
उनके साथ उनको हम हुकूमत देते हो, मनसब देते कि ना देते, तो बहुत बड़ा मसला है.
इम्तहान ना, एक
जबानी जवाब ना, जिक्र अमली,
प्रैक्टिकल ओबीडियंस ऑफ अल्लाह, प्रैक्टिकली रिमेम्बरिंग द वलायत ऑफ अहले बैत, व्हाट आर वी प्रैक्टिकली डूइंग टुवर्ड्स देम. एक्शन स्पीक लाउडर. زبان سے نہیں, تسبیح پکڑ کے سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, وی آر ذاکر, وی ریمبر اللہ. دس از دا لیسٹ لیول, بیکاز دس کائنڈ آف لیول کین کمبائن ود حرامز. آئی کین گریب اے بیڈ اینڈ تسبیح ان مائی ہینڈ اینڈ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ اینڈ آئی کین کنٹینیو ٹو لک ایٹ اے نان محرم پرسن. ازنٹ دیٹ رائٹ؟ ذکر لسانی کے ساتھ حرام کام بھی ہو رہا ہے, آنکھوں سے حرام بھی چل رہا ہے اور ساتھ ساتھ ذکر لسانی کی رٹ بھی لگی ہوئی ہے. تو یہ تو پست ترین درجہ ہے اللہ کی یاد کا,
جس کے اوپر بعض لوگ اس کو بہت بڑا درجہ سمجھتے ہیں. So what I was saying to you is that in Islam we have to be above all these things. You have to be above all these things. And in order to be above all these things, we have to, of course, remember what the Holy Prophet has said, أَلْإِنَّ الْحُسَيْنَ مِسْبَاحُ هُدَى وَالصَّفِينَةُ نَجَاتٍ. Hussein ibn Ali is Imam Hussein. Hussein is the torch of guidance, was safinatul najat, and the boat of success. Our urufa say the whole dunya is zulmat and darkness if you compare the dunya with akhirat. Akhirat is noor and dunya is zulmat. So look at this perspective and this comparison. Prophet has said, "Inna al-Husayna misbahu huda wa safinatu najat." Hussein is the torch of guidance. In order to live a successful life, you know, you need to find a leader who is noor, who can provide you noor in the whole world, which is nothing but darkness and zulmat. Imam Hussein is the torch in that darkness. And this dunya has been mentioned and the tafsir of ahadith as ad-dunya bahrun amiq. This dunya is a deep ocean. So in order to for us to get, you know, become successful in this deep ocean, we need a boat. And the boat is already mentioned by the Holy Prophet in masala ahl bayti ka masala safinati nuh man rakibaha naja wa man takhallafa anha gharqa wa hawa. The example, the parable of my Ahlul Bayt is that of the safina and boat of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Whosoever got aboard that ship got successful, and whosoever didn't get aboard the ship got drowned and misguided. Salawat. You find that when Abu Dharr, you know, this is why we talk about so much about the hukukun nas. Hukukun nas are very important. So Abu Dharr, hukukun nas are those of the things which even if you become shaheed are not forgiven. That's in the hadith, you know, when a person passes away, the first drop of his blood, when it drops on the ground, all of the sins are forgiven, Prophet said in his hadith. In the light of the hadith, we understand when a person becomes shaheed and first drop of his blood falls, all the sins are forgiven, illa dain, except dain. Jo bhi qarz logon se liya hua hai, logon ke ya dusron logon ke huquq agar gardan pe hai, wo thodi bakhshe jayenge. आप शहीद हो गए तो अल्लाह ने आप अपने हुकूक आपके लिए बख्श दिए हैं. जो आपने गुनाह अल्लाह की निस्बत अंजाम दिए थे उनको बख्श दिया. मगर जो कर्जा लोगों से लिया था, जो माल लोगों से लिया था, जो लोगों के हुकूक आपकी गर्दन पे थे, जो रद्द मजालिम थे, वो थोड़ी बख्शे जाएंगे. तो आपको हिसाब करना है. एक्चुअली इट हैपेंड इन द टाइम ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह. वन ऑफ द पर्संस पास्ड अवे फ्रॉम बनी नजार एंड बिकेम शहीद फ्रॉम बनी नजार एंड प्रॉफिट सेड दिस पर्सन इज मदयून ऑफ दैट ऑफ अ यहूदी. That guy borrowed some money from the Yehudi. So despite the fact that he became Shaheed, Prophet said he's Madyun. That means he has to pay, he's liable. He has to pay the money for that Yehudi. If the guy is stuck in the barzakh because he has to pay, he did not pay. One of my teachers was saying that he saw one of his friends in the dream. 14 years after his death. 14 years have passed away. You know, since the time of his friend's death. And after 14 years, he saw his friend and in the dream, and he said that I saw his lips were bleeding. Blood was coming out from his lips. 14 years after his death. So this teacher was saying that, well, I asked my friend, what's the matter? Why is that situation? He said, well, I used to have a Sayyid wife, and I used to call her names in the house, and she disliked those names, but she didn't have the courage, of course, to say to reply back in front of the husband. She just tolerated and kept quiet. Because of those bad names that I used to call my wife, it's now 14 years that they have been punishing me inside the grave. Constantly I'm bleeding from my lips. It's 14 years. So we have to get above the stage of hukukun nas, even if we become shaheed, but the hukukun nas are not forgiven. When Abu Dharr rahmatullah alayh went next to his dying son, he was crying. Abu Dharr is not an ordinary person, he belongs to the ninth level of Iman. And he said to his son, I'm not crying because you are dying. Abu Dharr is a man of ma'rifat. An in-depth recognition of Allah. He's not an ordinary man. He said, I'm not crying because you are dying. Because that's what some people do, you know. One guy was passing away and he has his father and his mother, his children, everybody gathered around him. Everybody's crying. He asked his dad, why are you crying, dad? And he said, well, son, I thought you will be a support for me in the elderly age, but now, you know, unfortunately you are dying, so who is going to support me in the elderly age? Then he turned to his mom. Mom, why are you crying? And she said, well, son, I birthed you, I gave birth to you, I had expectation from you, you are going to support me and help me when I become old, but now you are dying, so who is going to help me? I will be, you know, left without the help. Then he turned to his wife. Why are you crying? And she said, well, you are my husband. You used to provide for me. You used to earn money for me. Who is going to make money and feed all these children that you are leaving behind? Then he turned to his kids. Why are you crying? And they said, well, we are crying because you are our father who is going to take care of us. And then when he heard the replies of all of them, he said, so all of you people are actually crying for your own selves. None of you are worried about me, what is going to happen to me after a few moments. This is all selfish approach. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? So Abu Dharr is a man of ma'rifat. He doesn't have a selfish approach. He is unlike a lot of us. he was there next to his son at the time of death, and he was crying, and he said, well, I'm not crying because you are dying and you are leaving me alone.
I'm crying because what is going to happen to you about a few moments, you know, after a few moments, you will be subjected, you will be asked certain questions by the angels, and I'm afraid you are unable to answer those questions.
That's why I'm crying about what is going to happen to you. How many of people are prepared for that? And the question examination paper is already made out by Allah, the Talqeen, all those things which are already Allah made it clear for us to remember. But we still are not prepared. Lots of people are still not prepared for that, even though we know the whole questionnaire. So what I was saying is that it is very important, brothers and sisters, to basically remember our responsibility and keep on being in the remembrance of Allah by getting above these attachments, getting above, you know, these attachments of this dunya. Because if we don't get above these attachments of this dunya, there's no way we can remember Allah. And when we fail to remember Allah, we can never perform our duty, and our soul remains zulmani and darkness. And when the time of death arrives, we find al-malaikatu yadribuna wujuhahum wa adbarahum. Quran says about some people, when they die, the angels of Allah hit them from their backs and hit them at their faces. Who are those people who are hit from their backs and hit at their faces? Ayatullah al-Uzma, Sheikh Shah Abadi, the teacher of Imam Khomeini, from whom he learned Ilm al-Irfan. He has mentioned in his tafsir of this ayat that those of the angels who hit a person from the back are those angels who are assigned in this dunya. And those angels who hit the person at the face are the angels who are assigned angels of barzakh. Why? How does it happen? He says, Ayatullah Nuzma Sheikh Shah Abadi says in the tafsir of this ayat, he says, when a person is passing away from this dunya, empty-handed, no noor found in his soul. That's the currency they buy, you know. And when you are laid in the grave, how much noor you have? Noor of good beliefs and noor of good deeds and noor of good morality. That's the currency they buy. If you don't have the noor, it's all zulmat. So when a person is dying away from this world without any noor, and the angels, just like the computer, can only recognize 0 and 1 and nothing but that. The angels can recognize nothing but noor. The angels, I repeat my sentence, the angels can recognize nothing but noor. Everything else is zulmani, they don't recognize. It's not compatible. It doesn't work, it doesn't compute. They are creatures made of noor. And they are the ones who are going to deal with us as soon as we die. So either we have the noor of the right aqidah and right amal and taqwa and piety and right morals in our soul, and this noor is illuminating in our soul, and then they would recognize us. The noor of the angels and noor found in our souls is going to match, and they would see and recognize. Or if they don't see any noor in the soul, it's all zulmat and darkness, which is not recognizable for them. So that's, they would be hitting us from the back. The guy is coming empty-handed without the noor, and the angel of the barzakh will be hitting in the face when we are heading towards the barzakh. That's the procedure, how it happens for those who forget Allah and forget the zikr and remembrance. Allah ki yaad se jo ghafil ho jate hain, unka ye anjaam hota hai. So we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And this remembrance of Allah, if we have this kind of remembrance of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always remembers us. And all those who are representing Allah, like the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, they always remember us. They always remember. In some of the ahadith you find, it has been said that the salam that you guys say to us, we will gather all the replies and will you come back at the time of your death and give it at that time. Itne bhi salam hum kar rahe hain na. Assalamu alaikum ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Assalamu alaikum ya Rasulullah, Assalamu alaikum ya Assalamu alaikum ya Aba Abdullah, Assalamu alaikum ayyuhal Hasan al-Mujtaba.
All the different salams we are saying to the Prophet and Al-Bayt, who are all of them are alive because they are all shuhada, and shaheed is alive. And jawab of salam is wajib. Isn't that right? In Islam? So they all gather the replies and they will bring all the replies at the time of death.
So they don't forget us. They never forget us. If they forgot, if Imam Mahdi al-Islam forgot us, we would have been devastated.
You know, inna ghayru muhmilina limura'atikum. He has mentioned in his letter to Sheikh Mufid.
You know, inshallah some other time we can talk about that if Allah permits. You know, he wrote two letters to Sheikh Mufid in the greater absence period. In one of those letters, Imam Mahdi al-Islam has written, inna ghayru muhmilina limura'atikum wa la nasina lidhikrikum. We are talking about zikr.
Imam says that we did not forget, we are not ignoring supervising you, taking care of you. وَلَا نَاسِينَ لِذِكْرِكُمْ. And we did not forget your zikr and remembrance.
وَلَوْلَا ذَلِكَ لَاصْطَلَمَكُمُ
الْأَعْدَى. If that was not the case, that means if we had ignored our supervision, our taking care of you, and you know, in other words, and our remembrance towards you,
you would have been basically eaten up by the enemies. You would have been destroyed by the enemies.
So Imam never forgot us, but we also need to reciprocally remember them.
If the Ummah had remembered the Ahlul Bayt, they would never end up in this scenario that now Husayn ibn Ali is standing on the day of Ashura and announcing, Hal min Nasirin Yansur. Hello. The same Ahlul Bayt for whom Allah has made wajib
for every person to love them, and the mawaddat and love of Ahlul Bayt was considered to be wajib, one of the biggest wajibat of Islam and one of the fundamental wajibat of Islam. And nothing of our obediences and ibadat are accepted without the mawaddat and love of Ahlul Bayt. And the same mawaddat and love is considered to be the ajr of Risalat and the reward of Risalat.
We find the same Islamic Ummah has forgotten the Imam of their time and the Ahlul Bayt and the ajr of Risalat and the reward of the Risalat so much. So that now Husayn ibn Ali is standing alone. Maula Imam Husayn akele khade hain Karbala ke maidan mein. Ab nidaye istighasa ulan kar rahe hain. Hal min nasirin yansuruna. Koi hai ke jo hamari madad ke liye pahunche? Hal min mughifin yughifuna. Kya hai ke jo koi istighasa, hum is Maula istighasa kar rahe hain, istighasa ulan kar rahe hain, hamari madad ko koi aaye.
Hal min dabbin يَذُبُّ عَنْ حَرَمَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. کیا کوئی ہے کہ جو رسول اللہ کے حرم کا دفاع کرے؟
کہیں سے کوئی آواز نہیں آئی، کہیں سے کوئی جواب نہیں آیا. دنیا داری، دنیا کے مادی مفادات، انٹرسٹ، تعلقات، اٹیچمنٹس،
جو مل کے بھی نہیں دیں گی، سب وعدے ہی رہے. کس کو کتنا ملا کتنا نہیں ملا، یہ بھی بڑی دلچسپ گفتگو ہے، مگر انسان کہاں سمجھتا ہے ان باتوں کو؟ یہی تو شیطان کا وسوسہ ہے، یہی تو گفتگو ہے ساری. So, Maula نے اس ندا استغاثہ بلند کی، کہیں سے کوئی جواب نہیں ملا. اتمام حجت کر دیا، کوئی یہ نہیں کہہ سکتا کہ نہیں، ہمیں تو موقع نہیں ملا مولا کی مدد کرنی، تو ہم تو کر ہی دیتے مدد. نہیں، مولا نے کئی خطبے بیان فرمائے، اور خطبے بیان کرنے کے بعد، خطبہ بیان کرنے کے بعد مولا نے کیا کہا؟ یہ سب نصیحتیں میں تمہیں کر تو رہا ہوں. مولا نے جب خطبہ بیان کیا فرمایا کہ گویا کہ یہ ساری نصیحتیں میں تمہیں کر رہا ہوں، مطلب میں جانتا ہوں کہ میری نصیحتوں کا تم پہ کوئی اثر ہونے والا نہیں ہے. قد ملئت بطونکم من الحرام. تم لوگوں کے پیٹ حرام سے بھرے ہوئے، تو حرام کھا کر، شرابیں بیچ بیچ کر، شرابوں کا پیسہ کھا کرنے کے بعد، 7-11 پہ کام کرنے کے بعد، پھر یہ توقع نہیں ہونی چاہیے کہ حق بات کا، اہل بیت کی بات کا اثر بھی باقی بچ جائے بچوں پر. یہ بھی توقع نہیں رکھنی چاہیے، کیونکہ مولا حسین ابن علی جیسا طیب و طاہر تو کوئی لا نہیں سکتا. جب حسین ابن علی جیسے مرکز طہارت کی باتیں असर नहीं कर सकती. खुद फरमा दिया क्यों, अदमुले अदपुतूनुकुम मिनल हराम, तुम लोगों के पेट हराम से भरे हैं. अब हुसैन भी आ जाए नसीहत करने के लिए तो कोई असर नहीं होगा हराम खाने के बाद. तो शॉर्टकट की जन्नत को जरा सा दिमाग से निकालना पड़ेगा अगर हुसैन की मोहब्बत है, निकालना पड़ेगा. गो एंड अटेंड अ सर्मन फ्रॉम 10:30 to 11:30. डू व्हाट यू विश टू डू बिफोर 10:30. Do what you wish to do after 11:30, because there is somebody who died for your sins. We don't have any kind of this concept in Islam. You have to earn the paradise. You have to earn it. So,
मेरे मौला इमाम हुसैन ने इस तरासा की निदा बुलंद की. कहीं से कोई जवाब नहीं मिल रहा. पेट हराम से भरे हुए हैं. हराम खोरी का नतीजा है कि तैयब ताहिर हुसैन इब्न अली की
कॉल पर कोई लबैक ही नहीं कह रहा. निदा आई कहां से? तो जवाब मिला तो दो रद्द अमल जाहिर हुए. और बाबे मकातिल ने लिखा है एक रद्द अमल जाहिर हुआ
सैयद सज्जाद के खेमे से. मेरे आपके बीमार इमाम टूटा हुआ नेजा लेकर एक मतबा बाहर निकल आए.
मौला ने जनाबे उम्मे कुलसूम से कहा खुद ही है इनको थाम लो. जनाबे उम्मे कुलसूम ने मदद करके मेरे मौला मेरे बीमार इमाम को वापस खेमे में पहुंचाया.
अरे क्यों कर मेरे मौला इमाम हुसैन की निदा सुने और लबैक ना कहे. कैसे मुमकिन है कि एक मोमिन के कान में मौला हुसैन की निदा आए और हम लबैक ना कहे.
ये कौन सा इस्लाम और ईमान है? एक तो ये रद्द अमल था और दूसरा रद्द अमल जनाबे अली असगर
नन्हे अली असगर के खेमे से बरपा हुआ. वहां से नमूदार हुआ. रोने की आवाज बुलंद हुई. बीबियों ने रोना शुरू किया. मेरे मौला तो रुखसत होके आए थे ना. यहाँ तक के मौला दरे खेमा के पास आए. अब जो पूछा तो पता चला के मौला आपकी निदा इस्तिगासा पे अली असगर ने अपने को झूले से गिरा लिया. अब अली असगर किसी की गोद में नहीं जाते. अपने को झूले से गिरा लिया. अली असगर किसी की गोद में नहीं जाते. मेरे मौला खेमे में तशरीफ लाए. आने के बाद मेरे मौला ने कोई रिवायत में कोई फिक्रा नहीं मिलता मगर ये है कि मौला ने अपने दस्ते मुबारक अपने हाथ झूले की तरफ बढ़ाए. बच्चा हुमक के बाप की गोद में आ गया. गोया अपनी जबान बेजुबानी से असगर ये कह रहे थे शायद कि बाबा मैं बोल तो नहीं सकता मगर मैं भी अपने अपनी जान आपके ऊपर कुर्बान करने के लिए तैयार हूँ. अब मौला अली असगर को लेके चलना चाहते हैं. रुबाब दरे खेमा पे खड़ी है. जनाबे रुबाब दरे खेमा पे खड़ी है. देख रही है ना कि अब तक एक एक करके सब जा रहे हैं मक्तल की जानिब. कोई भी वापस नहीं आया. बाज़ अरबाबे मकातिल बाज़ उलमा ने ये नकल किया. मेरे मौला ने जनाबे रुबाब को तसल्ली दी. अरे अब तक जो जाने वाले थे वो तो लड़ने के काबिल थे. अरे तुम्हारा अली असगर तो लड़ने के काबिल ही नहीं. रुबाब को तसल्ली दी शायद मैं इसके लिए पानी लेके आ सकूं. जनाबे सकीना ये सारा माजरा देख रही है ये गुफ्तगू सुन रही है शायद वो पानी लेके आ सके. मौला अली असगर को लेके मैदाने जिहाद में आते हैं. मक्तल में आए ए कौम जफाकार अगर तुम्हारे जाम में तुम्हारे गुमान में हुसैन इब्न अली का कोई अल्फाज दीगर तुम्हारे जाम में अगर हुसैन की कोई खता भी है तो इस बच्चे का क्या कसूर है. इसकी माँ का दूध खुश्क हो गया है. इसे पानी पिला दो. मगर अज़ादारों कहीं से कोई जवाब मौसूल नहीं हुआ. यहाँ तक के रिवायत में ये फिक्रा मिलता है कि मेरे मौला ने अली असगर को ज़मीने कर्बला पे रख दिया. जलती हुई रेती में अली असगर को लिटा दिया. अगर तुम लोग ये समझते हो कि हुसैन बच्चे के बहाने से पानी पीना चाहते हैं, लाओ मैं बच्चे को जमीने करबला पे लिटा देता हूँ. यानी तुम लोग खुद ही आके पानी पिला दो. मगर कोई जवाब नहीं मिला. कोई जवाब मसूल नहीं हुआ. मौला ने क्या फरमाया? अरे बेटा अब तुम ही इनको समझा दो कि कितने प्यासे हो. मौला का हुक्म आना था. नन्हे अली असगर ने अपनी सूखी जबान नन्हे नन्हे होठों पे फिराना शुरू की.
روایت میں یہ فقرہ ملتا ہے کہ اشقیا منہ پھیر پھیر کے رونے لگے، ارے فوج اشقیا میں تلاطم برپا ہو گیا. عمر ابن سعد نے ہرملا کو مخاطب کر کے کہا اقطع کلام الحسین، ارے حسین کے کلام کو منقطع کر دے. چلے کمان میں دیے جوڑا، تیرے سے شوبہ علی اصغر کی گردن کا نشانہ بنایا. فانقلب الصبی علی ید الامام، ارے مولا کے ہاتھوں میں بچہ منقلب ہو گیا. مختلف روایتیں ہیں عزادارو، بعض روایتوں میں ملتا ہے کہ امام نے یہ خون چلو میں لے کر آسمان کی طرف پھینکا، ایک بھی قطرہ واپس نہیں آیا. بعض روایتوں کے مطابق سارا کا سارا خون یعنی پیغمبر اکرم کے پاس محفوظ ہے روز قیامت. بعض روایتوں میں ملتا ہے کہ بعض روایتوں کے مطابق مولا نے چلو میں خون لیا، علی اصغر کے خون کو اپنے چہرے پہ مل لیا. گویا روز قیامت اسی خون علی اصغر کے ساتھ اللہ سے ملاقات کریں گے. یہاں تک کہ علی اصغر کو تھامے ہوئے اپنی ابا کا دامن علی اصغر کے اوپر رکھا، اب خیمے کی طرف بڑھتے ہیں. کیسے بڑھے، ماں تو انتظار کر رہی ہے نا، تیرے خیمہ پہ رباب کھڑی ہے. مولا کا کلیجہ دیکھیے، سات قدم آگے بڑھے. انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون رضم بقضائہ و تسلیما لامرہ، سات قدم پیچھے ہٹے. اب جو در خیمہ کے قریب پہنچتے ہیں سکینہ بھی دوڑی دوڑی آئی. اے بابا، ارے سکینہ بھی تو آپ کی بیٹی ہے، علی اصغر کو پانی پلا رہے، ارے سکینہ بھی تو آپ کی بیٹی ہے. روایت میں کوئی فقرہ نہیں ملتا کہ جو سکینہ سے کہا ہو. مولا نے ایک مرتبہ ابا کی دامن کو پلٹا، اب جو دیکھا تو علی اصغر کا جنازہ بچ.
سيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إلهي بحق الصحراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها. ما إلها برچم إسلام کو سر بلند فرما، برچم کفر و شرک و نفاق کو سر نگون فرما، انقلاب اسلامی کی حفاظت فرما. تمام علماء ربانیین، تمام مراجع کرام، بالخصوص رہبر انقلاب کا سایہ ہمارے سروں پہ برقرار ہے. تمام مجاہدین اسلام کی توفیق میں اضافہ فرما، تمام مظلومین کی نصرت فرما، دشمنان اسلام کے شروں کو انہی کی طرف پلٹا دے. تمام مومنین کی جان و مال و آبرو کی حفاظت فرما، تمام مومنین کی مشورہ حاجات کو پورا فرما، تمام مومنین کو وظائف شرعیہ پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عنایت فرما. ہماری اس قلیل عبادت کو قبول فرما، ہمیں اس وقت تک اس دنیا سے نہ اٹھا جب تک امام زمانہ ہم سے راضی نہ ہو جائے. ان کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما، ہم سب کو ان کے انصار و اشیاء میں قرار دے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم بجاہ محمد و آل المیامین. یا حسین،
یا حسین.